the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and then its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Hey, everybody, this is Mothboy Matt.
This is Mothboy Mike.
This is Holly Jolly Jake.
That was good.
Oh, wow.
That was good. I thought it was actually seasonally appropriate.
Happy holidays, everyone. Yeah. This is our holiday. This is Mothboys, a podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown.
Ho, 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 ho.
No.
Ho, no.
We'll get our intro one of these days. We'll promise. Episode 1,000. It's going to take us 30 years to get there.
I think it's more than 30 years, bro. Actually, 30 might be pretty accurate. Yeah. We're just going to start churning out low-effort content.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what our low-effort content would be?
Oh, boy. I can't understand. It hurts my brain to think about it, honestly. Just fart noises in a microphone.
Honestly, it's just...
just me going... Baba Booey.
Accidentally recorded fart noises.
Since this is the holiday spectacular.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We actually got celebrity guests here. So many celebrity guests. I think Indrid Cold's actually going to be here too.
Okay. At the end of the episode?
At the end of the episode, I think Indrid Cold said he's going to come in and give a holiday greeting to us.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we got some other celebrities along the way as well.
I hooked us up with Indrid Cold. You know, we have a past together, and we love to fucking kick it with each other, you know? He likes to kick me, I like to kick him, we kick it together.
I thought that was going to be a separate thing. We love to fuck and kick it.
What are you going to do?
All kinds of people are going to be on here.
Santa, Elf, maybe some other celebrities, because we're Hollywood now.
Mm-hmm. We are. That's true. We are Hollywood.
Yeah.
So like,
LA is our top 10 listen to cities.
Yeah. They love us there. So happy holidays, everybody. Matt, what have you been up to? What's going on?
Nothing. Just prepping for the holidays. Gonna have three Christmases at this house.
How many divorces do your parents go through?
All
three Christmases.
All of them.
Wow.
What about Four Christmases? Have you ever seen that hit film with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon?
It's a good movie.
It actually is really good. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Maybe Vince Vaughn will show up later.
Yeah, he might.
Just prepping for that. We got a couple of cats. I don't know if I mentioned that last episode. Katie and I got a couple of kittens.
I don't know. Nice. What are their names again?
Strider and Tux.
Okay.
So.
That's a Christmas miracle right there.
How long before they get taken off by coyotes, do you think?
Jesus.
How long?
They got less than a year. There's so many coyotes around my house almost at all times. It's a real issue. Kittens getting taken for sure.
If you had Matt on your Christmas list and you were wondering what to get him, maybe a couple of replacement cats might not be the worst.
A couple backup cats.
Yeah. Please, one all black and then one with white stripes down its face and chest so that Katie won't realize that they're gone.
Oh, we're going to do a swap out.
Okay.
A parent trap.
I was going to paint the white on the cat. And
yes.
Cats shed their white when they hit 1 year of age, didn't you know?
No, not parent trap, Matt, you idiot. Is it Freaky Friday?
Wait.
What's the one with the switching out of the... I don't think that's freaky, actually.
Freaky, wait, where they switch?
That's more like a Freaky Thursday.
Freaky Thursday, where the coyotes get your cats, so you have to replace them without anybody knowing. Coming soon to Disney Plus.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good.
Did you see Disney Plus has a new, like, German Disney Plus has a new TV show about, like, this girl who gets pregnant with a demon baby, And all these like really conservative Christians are up in arms against like Disney people, like Disney adults are now against Disney because they've taken it way too far. And I can't wait to watch it, honestly. It looks like a fun time.
I can kind of see it in their eyes a little bit. You know what I mean? I can see it through their eyes. I get it. You know?
I can see into their eyes. Yeah.
But that's hilarious. And that's cool, Matt. You have 4 Christmases, 5 Christmases. That's cool. You're going to get a lot of presents, I hope. Hope you get whatever you want. Jake, what are you doing? What's going on in your life, man?
Oh, you know, I just have nothing to say. I'm just
well, Jake. I heard that you tried to go to the mall, and tried to sit on Santa's lap, and it was a no from him. He said no, thank you. I don't.
I saw you on the news.
Yeah, you're on the news, bro. Yeah,
we're bringing this up.
Yeah, man, we gotta bring it up. Let's talk about it, man. So you tried to sit on Santa's lap, and Santa said, no, thank you, Jakey.
Yes. And I'm like, what's wrong in America where a kid my age, I'm a kid at heart, can't sit on Santa's lap with assless chaps in the middle of the mall? Yes. What is wrong with America?
Everything. It really is. It's a country in trouble.
If you guys didn't know, Jake went to jail for a small period of time, just for, a few hours. But still, he got into a fight with a mall Santa at Chautauqua Mall.
That was last year. Yeah. This year, it's the assless chap thing.
Assless chaps. And the shirt, I was wearing a crop top that said, ho, ho, oh, no.
Yeah, but they still fought.
I saw that in the news, too. You were getting carried away.
Yeah. And then Santa's like, I'll do it from a 6-foot distance. And I'm like, well, Santa, my dreams don't come true unless I'm on your lap.
Right.
And then he's just like, I remember what you did last year, bro. Yeah. And I'm like, well, Santa, I paid for my sins. I got coal in my stocking instead of nipple clamps. So, like,
Jake,
let me sit in your lap this year, bro. I mean no harm.
You just need to stay away from public places. And he's like,
I
listen to Moth Boys podcasts.
I know what
you're up to. I heard you used to shit your pants a lot. Yeah. I probably should stay away.
Stay out of the spotlight for a while. You know what I mean? Like,
As a friend, Jake, I gotta say that you're a good dude and you're innocent. You know what I mean?
I'm just pure of heart.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that Santa. He messed up.
And fortunately, it was at Chautauqua Mall, so there was like 2 people there.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, yeah. Then the whole news. I mean, the news. Shh, I mean, I saw it all the way down here in West Virginia.
Oh, so,
I
mean, God,
it's out there, brother.
But in West Virginia, I'm a hero. Like
they were calling your name in the streets as I was driving. So, you know,
it's like they want me to be the new Santa.
They want you to be our governor, or a mayor, or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Instead of having a dog like the governor of Virginia, West Virginia, has,
assless chaps.
I'll have my assless chaps and an elf.
You know what? But who?
That's good.
Vote for me.
The hero that I would want to look up to would be someone that wore assless chaps and then knocked out a Santa for saying, "No, you can't sit on my lap. Please get away from me and my children." I want that guy as my mayor. I want that guy as my rep.
I think that you have a chance of winning. Honestly, I mean that's a story of a hero. So
yeah, honestly, I feel like at least a couple thousand people would vote for the man in the assless chaps over the options that we're probably going to have.
Right, I think so too. Absolutely. All right. So,
am I even old enough to be president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be? At least 75, right?
Yeah, I think it's 75.
Yeah. You can't, you know, I got the part where I can't finish a single thought in my brain. So I got that down. Jesus.
Oh, by the way, Jake, the guy's, Jim Justice's dog's name is Baby Dog. So that's his mascot. So
okay, well,
you'll be going up against Baby Dog.
I got one thing better. It's me, and then I'm going to hire, adopt a kid. Okay. Put it in a mullet, and it's Jake Justice and Baby Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dude, that's a good idea. You win. You win.
Just a little kid in a mullet.
That's sick. That'd be amazing.
So if you're going to vote for me, please, please do.
And don't mention the whole Santa thing. That would hurt your career. All right, boys. So what have I been up to? Let's get into my life. Let's see here. My important life. You know, I'm doing Christmas shopping. That's always good.
Last minute.
Going down to Savannah, Georgia for Christmas this year. No, not last minute. I've been doing it for years now. So eat it. You know what I mean?
So you're going to bring some of those delicious West Virginia peaches down to Georgia, right?
West Virginia peaches and...
Because Georgia's peaches are gross as hell.
Right. We have real peaches up here.
And West Virginia peaches.
West Virginia peaches, they grow on trees. And so do the West Virginia pepperoni rolls. They grow on trees here too. So, I mean, and we'll bring some of those down too. And some moonshine straight from the caves. So, yeah, we're going on Savannah to visit my wife's sister. I'm excited about that. Spencer will be there. I'm excited to see Spencer. But yeah, Christmas is going to be good. I'm happy. I'm excited that we're recording a Christmas episode. I'm looking forward to it.
How far is Savannah, Georgia from Magic City?
From Magic City. Is it Magic City, Morgantown, where I live?
Sure.
Is that where? Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah. Just forgot where I lived for a second, didn't you? And just called it Magic. It could have been anywhere. 10 hours, I want to say. Nine and a half. So a couple shacks, probably two or three shacks.
Nice,
you know?
Nice.
So, Matt, you got an episode coming up. Christmas-themed episode. Let's go.
Yeah, it's kind of Christmas-themed. So, on this episode of Moth Boys, we cover Mary Lloyd.
Which Merry is Christmas.
Really weird.
So, wait, what's it for real, Matt? Is that...
That's Mary Lloyd.
Mary Lloyd.
My wife.
Mary Lloyd and me.
Okay, so Mary Lloyd.
Mary Lloyd is one of the strangest and most ancient of Welsh customs.
You know, if it's ancient, it's going to be horrifying. We already
it's going to be great.
It's going to be scary. You know what I mean? Automatically.
So it's used to mark the passing of the darkest days of midwinter. It's no accident that Christmas, with its emphasis on fire, lights, and decorations, is celebrated at this time of year. Before the arrival of Christianity, the Romans used to hold similar festivities at the same time. And before the Romans, these long, cold nights were the time of fire festivals in Wales and across the Celtic world.
So fire festival, so like that one festival that Ja Rule ran?
Yeah, the fire festival.
Yeah, Firefest. Mm-hmm. Firefest. Yeah. Which I heard is so back.
Nice.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So you're saying the scary part about this story is we're just going to get fed like a slice of white bread with like cheap processed cheese and we're going to be stuck on an island?
Yeah.
And Blink-182 announcing that they're not playing or something. Like,
what and was not it? Even Tom DeLonge Blink-182. Yeah. It was Matt Skiba Blink-182.
Yeah.
When you're the Matt Skiba Blink-182 is too good for your event, you're in trouble.
So that tradition started Firefest, was the very beginning of Firefest.
Okay, cool.
So from this time on, the days got longer as spring approaches. All these festivals, customs, that reflect man's awe at nature, annual miracle of death and rebirth. That's why evergreens like the holly and ivy are such a feature of the season, and why a dead horse mysteriously comes back to life.
Yo, you're ruining Christmas for me, bruh.
I know, seriously, Matt. You're really,
I'm not ruining anything. Listen, this is the original Christmas celebration. There has been a growing interest in Mary Lloyd in recent years, which has seen a resurgence in groups performing this tradition across Wales. Mary Lloyd is a tradition where a spirit possesses folks to steal a horse or cow skull, whichever they can find first.
Is this a Cannibal Corpse song or
it's
a sounds Christmas like death tradition?
This is death metal, dude. This is
so the spirit possesses folks to steal a horse or cow skull, whichever they can find first, and then you put it on a stick and wrap cloth around the stick and the skull, the top part of the skull, and you just kind of dance it around in the street, and then it's followed by a group of kind of like shady, mysterious characters, and it's mostly children, and they usually are depicted with their face painted all black. And
oh boy, bad taste, bad taste, yeah. Bad taste.
Did one of them end up becoming the Prime Minister of Canada?
Yeah. So Mayor Hay translates to gray mare, so gray horse, and her gang of street toughs go from house to house and pub to pub and try and gain access by performing a series of verses, aka spitting rhymes.
My name is Kramer and I'm here to say, if you don't let me in, I'll bust down your door today.
Nice.
The inhabitants would reply with their own verses in a battle to outwit Mary Le and her gang and prevent her from entering their homes. So they would have a rap battle so that this Mary Hyde wouldn't come into their home.
So Matt, this is what's happening. These children take a cow skull and they go dance around the streets with it, going house to house, doing rap battles with people.
In blackface. They're probably singing NWA or something.
In blackface. And then they go up to people's doors and say, if you don't win this rap battle, we're going to kick down your door and come in and just cause mischief.
Yep.
That's
exactly what it is. This sounds a lot like Jake's childhood.
He used to do this all the time, dude. I remember that.
What? Lock my door and be afraid of the outside? Yeah, was the person inside. Yeah. I wasn't doing problematic stuff.
When they knocked on the door, you would answer, "No one's here. Go away."
But I would never lose a rap battle. You know that.
You wouldn't. That's true.
I know that. You know that. Mm-hmm, we all know that.
Yep.
So no mischief.
Jake is actually very good.
He's a rapper. He's a real rapper.
Spitting.
Rhymes.
I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jake, go. No. I want to hear it.
That's for Patreon. Patreon only. Patreon only.
Okay. Yep. Patreon only. Yep. Buy us a coffee.
Yeah. Buy me a coffee and I'll spit 8 bars for you.
Yeah, dude.
The best 8 bars you ever hear in your life.
Buy me a coffee.
You know what? Y'all wish you could send us money. Yeah, we have people left and right going, well, how can I send you money? We're like, no, we don't need your money. Okay. Yeah.
We don't need your charity. We usually spit at our computer screens after.
You know what? We're so far in debt, it doesn't matter at this point. So don't even try. Don't even try. Okay.
Yeah, we're in the tens of thousands of dollars lost on this podcast.
We've had the same equipment for the last 5 years.
And if you count employment, like jobs I've lost because of this podcast.
Oh, Lord.
We might be even talking like six figures.
Six figured.
Yeah.
Because they were never, like, Microsoft never would have known about me with my assless chaps and Santa, but you guys had to say it on the podcast and it cost me.
Yeah. It cost you everything. Your wife.
Cost me everything.
Your house. Your car. Sorry,
your kids.
Bud.
So let's get back to what's this called? The Hare Krishna?
Yeah, the Hare Krishna. The Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Can you say this in a non-accent?
Yeah, try to say it for real.
Yeah. Mary Lloyd.
See, you can't do it.
Mary. It's Mary Lloyd.
Why are you doing Patrick's voice? Or what's it?
Squidward?
Squidward's voice.
I thought he was doing Owen Wilson.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, get back to Mary Lloyd. Okay.
So, eventually, she finds her way into the house.
Breaks in, kicks down the door.
So, it doesn't really matter if you win or not. She still comes into your home.
It's like any other proper home invasion. It doesn't matter what you do. They're going to come in. You know what I mean?
But then, this is like the nice kind.
If they saw me just shit my pants, they might leave.
They might be like, this dude just shit his pants. So we got to go. Yeah.
No one wants to hang with someone who just shat themselves. But Mary Lloyd tells them that it's good luck. So when she enters the home, she says, "Don't worry, I'm good luck." And
imagine if that's how the strangers ended. They just broke into the house of the strangers and they're like, "Gotcha, we're good luck." And then they just
murder people. Yeah. Wow.
So Mary Lloyd says that they are good luck, don't worry, and I'll get rid of the bad stuff from last year.
What's it do? Is it like shit in the corner or something? Is that what it gets rid of?
All the bad shit from last year, I'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then once inside, more songs are sung and the group is given drinks and food.
What?
Harry often becomes quite mischievous and takes particular fancy to any young women there, chasing them around, making clicking noises, upsetting people, and generally just causing trouble.
Oh my gosh.
So we have blackface in this and predators in this. Dude, this is just...
And dead horses. Don't forget about that, too.
Yeah, dead horse skulls.
Man,
I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but this legend's a little problematic for
me. I'll take a fat man in a red suit any day over this one. So, man, okay.
Yeah, kind of a bummer. I like how they come in, this Mary Lloyd and these little group of children, and are like, don't worry, we're good luck. And then they just like cause
kick
chaos
in your door. Yeah.
So.
Wait, can you imagine that, you guys? Can you imagine somebody going, wait, this is good luck, and then proceeds to enter your home without their permission at all?
No. They enter the home first, yeah, and then they say,
it's bad
hey,
luck,
we're good
and then
luck.
They enter the home.
Okay. Wow.
But
okay.
I guess, like, if someone broke into my house and then they didn't murder me, I would consider it good luck.
I'd give them food and water for sure.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah. You know, like, I'd be terrified, but if they just left, you know, a couple sessions of therapy would fix it.
Possessed children carrying around a horse skull? Yeah. If I survived that,
no,
I'm lucky.
Not for me.
That's good luck. So, in Celtic Britain, the darkest time of the year was traditionally believed as a time that the veil between this world and the other world was thinner. And so, beings from that world would more readily travel to this world, including the spirit of Her Hoy, would travel across dimensions just to smack unexpected victims with a fresh rhyme. So, no one knows what these what the spirit actually looks like, or what these characters actually were. You know, the characters that followed Mary Lloyd around. But all we know is that it was it was bad news, you know? Not great. And that's it. That's the story of Mary Lloyd.
Turn into good news.
Harry Hoyd. Mary Lloyd.
So, yeah, I mean, it can turn into something positive, right? It's just a festivity thing at the end of it, right?
But, like, so it possesses people, kids in black face paint.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they break in after a rap battle, and...
Yeah.
And I like Santa better.
I like Santa better, dude. I'm telling you. It's so much better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would take Krampus over Harry Lloyd.
Mm.
I don't know about that one either.
I don't know. That's weirder, yeah.
Krampus is very scary, so.
Yeah.
So, we think it's real or fake, boys? I mean.
Obviously, it's real.
Okay.
I don't know if it's real or fake, but it should be canceled.
It's official. Moth Boys are canceling Harry Lloyd.
Let's cancel it. Let's cancel it.
Yeah, which is still long. It probably hasn't been participated in.
There's too much. There's too much toxic shit in there. I just can't handle it.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah,
toxic. What other words can we use? Canceling words.
And Mr. Mary Lloyd yourself, if you disagree with the Moth Boys, then I challenge you to a rap battle.
Hit us up.
If I win, we're canceling you. If you win, you can go visit Matt's house.
Oh, that's good. Jake, let me guess real quick. No reviews.
We got one review, but it's a celebrity.
Okay.
Steve Buscemi actually left us a 5-star review, and he wanted to give the Moth Boys listeners a little holiday greeting.
Oh, okay. Well, come on in, Mr. Steve Buscemi. Come sit down.
Clop, 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 clop.
The horse. I get that. That's good. Hi, it's Mr. Steve Buscemi here. What are you guys doing? Crazy eyes from Mr. Deeds.
That movie was great.
What's so funny? Boys, what's so fun?
I was just laughing because Crazy Eyes is my favorite Steve Buscemi.
Okay,
character.
Well, thank you. I just want to say Merry Christmas, and thanks for being great. I listen to you guys every week or every month, whenever you guys release episodes. So,
thank you, Mr. Buscemi.
Yeah,
it really means a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, fellow kids, for watching my movies like Mr. Deeds. We'll see you next time, boys and girls. Merry Christmas.
Remember that scene of Mr. Deeds where they're singing David Bowie, and then Cecil, he comes in, he goes, "For here in my city."
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I love that. I actually love that movie. I think it's hilarious. So thank you, Steve Buscemi, for coming on in and saying hello to everybody, you know?
Yeah, and I think we have some musical guests lined up as well.
Oh, okay. Who do we got?
It looks like we have Fred Schneider, the B-52s. And he looks like he wants to sing a Christmas carol for us.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, it's Christmas time, and we're gonna have presents, and everybody in the Rudolph gonna have some
fun.
Thanks,
Fred.
That was good. Thank you, Mr. Fred Schneider.
Thank you for having me on.
These celebrities are so great.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shit, Mariah Carey's coming in.
Okay, who?
Mariah, are you gonna sing a song for us?
Thank you for joining us, Mariah Carey. I appreciate it. Who else we got, Jake? Who else is out in the waiting room?
Andrea Bocelli.
No fucking... My fucking mom loves Andrea Bocelli.
She does.
I don't know what he sounds like.
That was pretty, actually pretty good.
That's it. I just see a picture.
I think.
Oh shit! It's the ghost of Aaron Carter.
Oh no, dude!
No. I want candy. Do. I want candy.
Oh, poor Aaron Carter. I actually heard the Sandman. Adam Sandler's in the house.
Oh, yeah, the Sandman. Because, well, if Steve Buscemi's there, then the Sandman's there.
Yeah, so, Mr. Sandler, are you there?
Hey, everybody, it's me, Sandman, the one and only.
It is, it's him. It's really him.
It's me. Well, hey, everybody, it's me, the Sandman from Leo on Netflix right now.
And Mr. Deeds, too.
And Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
Can you sing the Hanukkah song for us?
We all love Hanukkah. Throw me
That's all we can get for free. I understand.
Hanukkah. Hey, everybody, it's me.
Gee, are you listening?
Adam Sandler from the hit movie Along Came Polly.
This is Ben Stiller, bro. Adam Sandler, listen. Are you a listener of Moth Boys?
Yeah, I love Moth Boys. I've been listening to you guys since day one. Gatorade. Water.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us, Mr. Sandler.
Do you got a message for the listeners?
Yeah, everybody, go check out my new movie, Leo. I'm a lizard.
Is that it? That's
bye now.
Thank you, Mr. Sandler. This is much appreciated. Thank you for taking time out of your day. I know we have two more. We got who is it? Rob Schneider. Andrew Cold, I think. Wait, who is coming up? We have two of them. We have Andrew Cold and Rob Schneider, but I don't think we have time for both. I think that
I think Rob Schneider should go first.
Yeah, Rob Schneider for sure. Over Andrew Cold any day. Okay, yeah. Rob Schneider, thanks for joining us.
Moth Boys listeners, you can do it!
Nice!
Yeah!
That's your quote from those movies.
Dude, I love that quote. That's my favorite.
I'm the
quote.
Animal.
Hey, remember the Deuce
Cut Bigelow? Cut his freaking head off.
Nice.
Dude, classic Deuce Bigelow.
Yep.
Classic.
You can do it.
Well, is that what's your message to the people?
This holiday season, you can do it all night long.
Nice. That's so wonderful, Mr. Schneider. Thank you for coming in and talking to us. And I don't think we have a couple minutes for
Intercold. Intercold, if you want a couple seconds, I guess you can say something. I know you're friends with Matt, but when you have true A-listers like Rob Schneider, The Sandman, Steve Buscemi,
yeah,
Fred Schneider, Mariah Carey,
yeah,
Andrea Bocelli.
And actually, before you go on, Injured Cold, I just want to say happy holidays to all of our fans. Thank you for listening. We love you. Happy New Year. Thanks for sticking with us. And let's let Injured Cold talk a little bit, I think.
Hey, everybody.
And we're out of time.
And we're sorry about that, Injured Cold.
See you next year, Moth Boys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.